702. 702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
Two big developments this morning. UNISA suspended its registrar, Professor Stuart Mortata, for serious breaches of policy and acts of misconduct. The registrar accused of serious allegations in relation to the abuse of his office. Unclear exactly what his actions were that led to his suspension. So that was the one development. The other was news that Leonard Ramatlakane has been fired as a board member and chairperson of the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, PRASA, the Department of Transport, confirming that today. Last week, there were reports in News 24 that, quoting internal sources, that the transport minister had dismissed Ramatlakane from the board last month because of the unauthorized use of a luxury residential property. This property in Newlands in Cape Town, as I understand it, was supposed to be used by PRASA executives. They realized that it would cost them less money for the executives to stay in this property than actually staying in hotels. But it looks like Ramatlakane moved his family in and threw a big party. Colin Mcebe is the Department of Transport spokesperson. Colin, good afternoon to you. Firstly, confirmation that Leonard Ramatlakane has in fact been fired.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for the opportunity. We can confirm that he has been relieved of his duties. And that's obviously following the investigations that were done and the report was forwarded to the minister. So that decision has been made, indeed.
And what do we know about why he was fired? What are you able to say?
Well, I think your summary captures it, except for the party part of it. But I think it was indeed the use of the property without following the proper procedures. So, but what we also do know in terms of the investigation is that the rent that he was paying is not market related. So it was at a discounted rate. So that is another issue. But that issue, we leave it to the entity to recover if there's any cost recovery that has been made. We understand this morning that there's been some money that he has paid already back to the entity.
Was there a process in which he could make representations, where he could argue his case? How did this unfold?
Well, of course, I think you are quite correct. This process started last week where the minister had made the decision, but he had to be given an opportunity to plead his case. And I think even before that, I'm not privy to what happened before the last week process. So there was, of course, a fair process where he was given an opportunity to state his case. So this decision, I think it was amicable, and hence, when you embark on such an issue, I think it was an error of judgment from his part, is what I understand from my side. But there is consequences at the end, and these are the consequences that we see now.
Colin, we know that PRASA is in a rebuilding phase. We know that its revenues plummeted. There was massive looting of its infrastructure across the country. How concerned are you, or is the minister, about continuity and stability at PRASA now that it is without a chair?
Look, I think we are on course. The statement does say that we are quite satisfied with the recovery of the rail lines. As you know, during the lockdown, we lost a lot of rail infrastructure. But under his watch, and of course working with the board and the executives, the management of PRASA, we've been able to recover about 13 rail lines out of 10 that were forecast by the entity. So far, there's already 13 that have been recovered. So we're quite confident with the CEO at the helm that we will continue on the same trajectory. There is a plan in place, so our focus is going to be the plan, the rail recovery program. So we want to see that it is achieved. So it is at the what you call the mandate of the PRASA management and the board to ensure that that particular program is achieved.
Colin, thank you very much. Colin Msibi, the Department of Transport spokesperson, speaking to us there, confirming that Leonard Ramatlakane has been fired as the chairperson of PRASA, the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa. It all had to do with his property in Newlands. As I explained earlier, he moved his family in while it was his own residence was undergoing renovations, and that wasn't allowed. So he has to suffer the consequences of that.